Nancy, can you make a preliminary roll call?
Okay, preliminary roll call. That's a good idea. Okay. This is not in alphabetical order. I don't think so. Alphabetical order. Oh, here. Now I got it. Okay. This is a preliminary roll call. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa Pleasant. Adriana Casanave?
Present.
Adriana. William Crozier?
Here.
Bill? Oh, still present. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Lyndon present. Robert Gardner?
Yeah, I'm here.
Robert present. Okay. Dwayne Lawrence? Was that Dwayne?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Dwayne present. Okay, I wasn't sure. Mike Lewis?
Here.
Yeah, this is a preliminary roll call, everybody, okay? Marianne? Marianne, I cannot hear you. Who's after that? Susie Moreno? Here. Susie present. Okay. Then Venetia Patel Adams? I cannot hear you, Venetia. Next is myself. Nancy's here. All right. Deb Shafto?
Here.
Deb present. Richard Uzel?
Here.
Richard present. After that, Richard. Rita Washington?
Present.
Rita present. Sanford Weinman, Sandy?
Down here, preliminarily.
Sandy present. Ted Weisgau? Ted, I cannot hear you. Okay, let's see. Markeisha? Van Zant? Here. Markeisha present. Okay. Judan Bonner?
Judan is here.
Thank you, Nancy. I think that we have quorum.
Yeah, we have quorum, yes.
Perfect. I think that we can start. I'm sorry. I hope that we don't go to a screaming match because I'm recovering slowly my voice, and I hope that we don't do that, okay? I think that the agenda, sorry, Bill, I sent it late because really I didn't realize because, well, you know, it's not an excuse. I didn't realize that I sent it before. I won't just have the we're working. I'm sorry, I will ask if everybody can do me a favor and do a favor to all of us. And if you are not speaking, please mute yourself. Because if not, we cannot understand each other. I will ask, Nancy, do you have the agenda that I send in front of you or not?
The roll call was supposed to be a preliminary, but we all agreed
that I cannot hear you, and I don't know can anybody hear me fine?
I can hear you.
Then I will send what I have. I have roll call, 5 minutes, approval of minutes, another 5 minutes, IGM report, 10 minutes, Q&A with IGM and business manager, 15 minutes, fiscal year 2021 budget, 80 minutes, next meeting date, 5 minutes, and adjourn. Okay? The meeting was supposed to start 3:30 to 5:30. Bill, go ahead.
Can you send or resend that? I still don't have it. You can just send it to the LSB list.
I answer your email. I just send it to the entire committee.
Well, I don't. Yeah, no, but I check my mail and I don't see it.
You ask, and I send it like, let's see, it's like 10 minutes ago to you and everybody else. And I answer to
I'm
you.
I'm sending it to Bill now.
Thank you.
I still don't see it.
And I thank you, Teresa. And I answered there, you questioned the numbers, and I said, I'm sending all the information that I have. Okay? Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
I would like to ask two questions. Number one, do you have mute capability, or does anyone have mute capability on this call?
I will have it once that I go there, but I think that most people have it if they, you know, you have. I don't have it now because I didn't do it, but they can go and do it. But like I said, I know that some members do have it, and I send that information. So to every one of you, to be transparent,
That's fine. I just wanted a yes or no. So the answer is yes. The other question, I just have a suggestion for in the future when we do the agenda that they be numbered. So because call to order or roll call. So when you read it, they all run together, and I can't tell if they're maybe combined or something like that. I just suggest that you give numbers. We also don't have approval of the agenda on this draft agenda, just so you know.
Okay. You are right. We can go straight there, Teresa, you're right. And I think that when I send it, it's very clear. After the 5 minutes or 10 minutes after the chime means that goes to the next item, okay? I agree with Teresa. We should approve the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Alan,
Bill for the
will
stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I still don't have
sorry,
it.
Teresa.
And if Teresa, if
Teresa.
You ordered it, I didn't get it from you. I got a motion from you, but not.
At 3:40.
I sent it out.
Sure, you
okay.
sent it to the right
Do
email
I
address?
Please, do not have dialogue event.
Request for information, Nancy.
Who's talking?
Nancy, request for information.
Nancy, go ahead.
We had agreed that when I called the roll, it was like a preliminary one. But can we agree that
yes.
it was the actual roll call? Is anybody objecting?
Yes.
Okay, good. And do you want me to read the agenda? Maybe Bill hasn't found it yet.
You can read it better than me. That's perfect. If you have it in front of you, please read it.
Yes. Okay. Draft agenda is roll call, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. IGM report, 10 minutes. A Q&A to IGM and business manager, 15 minutes. And fiscal year 2021 budget, 8 minutes. And 80 minutes. And then the next meeting date, we decide 5 minutes and then adjourn.
I believe that Teresa had approval of the agenda after roll call, and this is exactly what we had. If nobody have any discussion about that, does anybody object to that? No? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Madam Chair, Teresa here.
Yes, Teresa, go ahead.
When it says approval of minutes, which minutes are those?
The one that I put approval of minutes because I didn't know, but I think that we receive it from Secretary. Can you tell us which minutes are up for approval? I mean, doesn't matter. Teresa, once that we approve the agenda, when we go to approval of minutes, we will define if we have it or not and what to do. Okay?
Okay.
Can
well,
we start
I just sent a motion out. If we are approving, if we are attempting to approve the minutes of June 17th of 2020 today, I have a motion that we postpone approval of those minutes. Thank you.
Teresa, can we do it that after we approve agenda? One by one.
Okay.
When we're right there, you have the right to ask for that, and I don't think
okay.
that anybody will.
Fine.
Okay. I'm still waiting for
the agenda.
Somebody. Thank you. Hearing no object. Anybody object? Hearing no objection, the agenda as amendment by Teresa is approved. Next are the approval of minutes. Nancy, which minutes
yes,
are we
I
talking
said-
about?
Yeah, I sent the June 17th minutes two times in July a month ago, and then today again, about 3:45 I sent. If everybody wants to, they can approve it, or if they want, Teresa wants to delay, I'm not sure why, but it's up to the committee. Anyway, since
Madam Chair.
Yes,
Madam
it is.
I move that we postpone approval of the June 17th, 2020 minutes.
Is there any reason? Because the secretary said that it's the second time that she sent those minutes. And
yes,
the only thing that I see is that Bill asked for a title in his motion.
Madam Chair, I have sent my reasons. I have listened to the tape and I've looked at the minutes. There were several times within that meeting that I was muted, and there was apparently a time during a call of a vote when Bill Crozier was muted. And I have evidence at that time that he was emailing, he was attempting to call back in, he was texting, saying, hey, I want my vote to be counted. So his vote was not counted. And then later in the meeting, there were several attempts to ask for a revote because of these technical problems, and that was not allowed. So I would like the secretary to go through the minutes, go through the audio again and have the minutes reflect those issues. Because at this point, those minutes do not reflect, it's not an appropriate reflection of what happened, and the audio will prove that.
Okay, Teresa, my only concern with that is when all that you said that happens, the reality is that the whole committee vote no to revote. Please, Teresa, we cannot reshuffle
Madam Chair, we did not allow a vote. If you listen to the audio, show me where on the audio it says you allowed a revote.
Bill for the stack.
Teresa, I'm trying to answer. Secretary, please can address the concern from Teresa Allen.
I could not understand what Teresa just said. Her last sentence, it was like maybe I couldn't hear the words she was saying. What did you say? I want to know for the minutes for today.
I said, if you listen to the audio of June 17th of 2020, there were clearly times when I was muted, Bill Crozier was muted, and then when we asked for a revote, the chair would not allow a revote. There were technical problems. I'm not saying who caused the technical problems, but we did not have a revote, and I ask you to show me where on the audio there was a revote, Madam Chair. So I would like to have the secretary go through those minutes again. Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
It's not what I said, Teresa. What I said was that happened to a lot of us all the time. Bill Crozier is the only one that can manipulate the whole thing more than anybody else. And I'm
Point
sorry.
Of order. You know, this is just another lie of you, Madam Chair. You've said this over and over again. I've never had the ability to do this.
I'm a speak till I give you the floor.
Well, you're
there.
You're lying there. About me, Madam Chair. Again.
Point that I want to give you the floor, you answer.
Just disparage people
point
at
of order. Point of order.
More than once, and nobody revolt because of that. That is the main reason. It's not because somebody said that was muted. I can prove that I was muted more than once, and we can prove that in July 1st, I was one of the first ones dropped from the call, and after me, most of us. Then please, you know, we know who can manipulate and who cannot.
Point of order.
Yeah,
point of order.
Bill.
Bob Gardner. I was first.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
I don't think so.
Isn't there a motion on the floor? Then aren't we having a discussion about that motion? if we're having a, if the motion is in a discussion mode, then I believe the chair has no place to be passing judgment on anyone's speech at this point in time.
What do you mean?
There's no motion.
What do you mean,
Bill,
judgment?
I've asked to be on the stack and a point of order for several minutes.
Okay, Bill, again, we can have an orderly conduct meeting. People ask for a point of order and cannot keep repeating. They need to wait till the chair give you the floor. And we cannot entertain more than one point of order at a time. Okay?
I don't know what you're talking about right now. I made a point of order on Teresa Allen's motion, which is on the floor right now. Would you please answer pertaining to that?
Bob, I'm trying to tell Bill Crozier that I cannot entertain his point of order till we finish with point of order. Thank you. Anybody else want to discuss that point of order? Because I don't think a point of order is something that is being broken in the rules. And the rules, I don't know, Bob, which rule you said that I broke?
Okay, Bill Crozier, point of order.
I don't know
again.
What you call it, but there's a motion on the floor.
No.
I know. And everybody got discussed. She put a motion, and we were discussing her motion, Bob. You have something to say on that? That's fine. I, the same right that you have.
Madam Chair, this
I've asked several times, like I said, Bill,
you need to wait. It's okay, Robert, with you? That answer? And then we can
I don't know. Are you asking me that? I have some comments about the motion? Because I do. But that's not why I made the point of order.
You make a point of order, but the point of order is not to gain the stack. You ask me...
Now you're passing judgment on my motive?
No,
What gives you the idea that you know what's on my mind?
No, sir.
I think I was very simple and very clear. There's a motion on the floor, and I think the Roberts Rules of Order require a discussion of that motion and not... the chair interceding on people's ideas about the motion and condemning
everybody
their ideas before the vote is even taken.
That's right.
Everybody.
Michelle Adams is president, by the way.
Thank you, Bill. Everybody can have a say. And I was explaining to Teresa what happened. I asked her what she thinks. If you finish with that, like I said, you have the right to say what you think, but not through a point of order. Bill, now go ahead.
There you go again, injecting judgment into what my motives are and telling me that I'm talking about something that I didn't say.
Point of
clarity. You're changing the reality of my words, Adriana, and I really don't appreciate that.
Can anybody explain better maybe than me what I'm trying to tell Bob, that the point of order is something, some rule that was broken? I ask you, which was the rule that we broke? And you gave me your consideration. I have the right.
Maybe Bill Crozier can answer the question.
Perfect. Bill Crozier, do you have your point of order?
I give up at this point.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you, Bob. Well, the rule you're breaking is that you're disparaging and lying about another person on the committee, in this case me, just as you've done multiple times before, just outright lying, stating I muted people when I've never done that. I don't have the capability of doing that. And I do know that I was muted. And I wasn't complaining about anybody in particular muting. But you said it's happened to you. Well, it's happened to me. And I've also asked to be on the stack. May I make my point that I wanted to
Madam Chair,
about the motion that's
Dwayne
on the floor?
Let Bill Crozier finish with his point of order.
Okay, I'm finished with the point of order, but may I go on to the I also asked to be on the stack.
yes,
talk about the motion.
I will put you on the stack, but like I said, I will ask you to, like everybody else, ask for the floor and wait till you receive the information.
What's
your point of personal privilege, Dwayne Lark?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. First off, I think it is just outright malicious for Bill Crozier to accuse you of lying. It's more than disrespectful. We all have our opinions about what may happen, but to prove someone's lying, it's just the fact that I've never heard him use those terms with any other woman. And so I'm not going to sit here and not address the fact that he can't prove that you were lying. He continued to say that you're lying. And it's my opinion that if he continues to use that type of language, that I'm going to ask that the meeting be terminated because it's disrespecting you as chair. Robert rules indicate that you ought to have some decorum and at least respect the position if you're not going to respect the person. And that's my point of personal privilege. If he continues to do it, I'm going to ask that the meeting be concluded.
Thank you, Dwayne. But, yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Anybody else is asking for the floor? We want to keep discussing Teresa's motion. I heard Bill. Anybody else want to talk about this issue?
I heard you, Bill.
You hear me, Bill? I said I'm asking if anybody else wants to be on the stack. I heard you, Bill Crozier. I have you first.
No, I said anybody Bob else? Gardner.
Thank you.
Bob Gardner.
Sandy Weiner.
Sandy wants to be. Perfect. We start with Bill Crozier. Bill, go ahead.
I support Teresa's motion to postpone approval of the minutes until they can be corrected because she was right about everything she said about them, and those items should be noted in the minutes that I was muted during a vote. I asked multiple times by email and text to unmute me. I tried calling back in, and I wasn't allowed to vote. And then the chair refused several efforts for a revote, and that's also correct. That should also be in the minutes. So I support Teresa's motion to postpone until the minutes can be corrected.
Adriana, Bob, you have the floor. Bob Gardner.
Are you muted?
You have the floor.
Lyndon for the stack.
Okay. Okay, Lyndon. Let Sandy Weinman go ahead, and when Bob came back, he can have.
Thank you.
Sandy,
I would support postponement if it's a problem for some people. Let it ride. Let's get whatever we need to do corrected. We need to get to this agenda. We are not doing very well on this fund drive, and there are many more critical items. Let's get to them. Let's do it calmly, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob Gardner from the stack.
Oh, Bob, you came back? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was muted. I muted myself. I'm not used to doing that. I'm sorry. But it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't this the meeting that dissolved into utter chaos that people like our GM himself included was later said that he'd been trying to get on the line, on the phone, into the meeting, and there were several other people? I think if that's true, that is strong.
No.
May I finish? Hello?
Please,
I hear you.
That's true. Go ahead.
Could I finish, please?
Yes.
I'm about to be through. I would suggest that if that's true, if there's several people and not just one, that that's strong evidence and makes it for a strong argument on behalf of the motion.
Point of information, okay. Madam Chair.
Yes, wait a second. I want to answer Bob. Bob? That is not the meeting. The meeting that you are talking about is July 1st, that all of us were dropped from there. The one that we
all
are
right.
talking is June 17th.
Okay.
Lyndon Foley. Oh, I'm sorry. Teresa Allen, you asked for a point of information, and then Lyndon Foley is on the stack.
That's all I wanted to say, Madam Chair. You got it right. Thank you.
Thank you. Lyndon Foley, go ahead.
Yes. We're going to have better descriptions in which meeting dissolved into chaos to distinguish between our meetings. But I'd like to say, echo what Sandy said. We need to get on with this, get over this, let's put this off until the minutes can be researched, because I believe that people, you know, are accusing other people of things and like saying that people are able to drop other people. I think that's a crock. But let's get past that. Let's get on to the real agenda, please.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
Oh, I was going to call a question, but you can't do that in a committee, can you? I'm sorry. Let's vote. Please.
Anybody else on this issue? We can go straight and vote.
Yeah, Nancy.
Okay, Nancy, take the roll call. Okay, Nancy.
Roll call? Okay.
I was going to
Her motion to voting on this motion to include some kind of difficulty, technical difficulty, about dropped off the call of Bill during a vote. It must have been on vote number one, because that's the only one where Bill did not vote. All the other motions, all the other motions that we voted on, he voted. And then also Teresa was saying, oh no, Bill wanted me to put the title of his motion, and I'm sorry, I did not catch the title of the motion when I was listening to it. So I will go back and listen for his title. And so we're voting on maybe the first part. She wants me to include in the minutes, and I'll need to go back and listen to the complaint about being dropped off, right, in the July 17th.
Okay.
That's what we're voting on?
Perfect. May I ask, unless that the committee have anybody object, can we ask that we accept the postponement of the minutes till the next meeting, and then we can go ahead and stop wasting time in this issue and go to our agenda? May I ask that? Is any objections that we agree to postpone? Hearing no objection, the minutes are postponed. Oh, my God. Next point in the agenda, Nancy, is the report. Report?
I'm checking. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a GM.
IGM report.
Thank you.
Exactly. Mr. Judon Bonney, you have the floor.
There might be someone for a bathroom.
Yes. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go to the bottom line, and then if folks want to ask questions, we have enough operating money and salary money through the end of August. At the end of August, if we do not have, if we do not successfully raise some money, significant money, we're in danger of not being able to pay salaries and not being able to deal with operating funds. Currently, we have committed in terms of pledges, and I'm not looking at this in writing, about $90,000, and I think about $50,000 of that is in cash. The rest is in $40,000 to $50,000 in actual donations, another $40,000 plus in pledges. That's where we are. And that's what's on hand. We have, on my decision, extended the fundraising drive through the end of August. So we're still soliciting and raising money all the way through August so we can meet our September and October obligations. And then in late October, November, we have our fall fund drive. That's pretty much the bottom line. Additionally, we have a mold problem. We have a roof leak problem. We have an electrical problem. I am soliciting estimates from professional companies with regard to mold remediation, electrical repairs, roof repairs, and I'm also going to assess the have professionally assess the foundation problems. The foundations, I put that last because that does not deal with safety, and that can be dealt with over the long term. We have one professional assessment and estimate for mold remediation. It is approximately, it's in writing, it's approximately $13,000. Some other company, I'm not sure who authorized it or did it, but they did an assessment but did not attach or include a cost for remediation of that problem. As I, again, I am identifying and soliciting other assessments and cost remediation projections from other companies with regard to the mold, the electrical issues. Somebody, not sure who, if you pull open the junction box that's on the outside where electricity comes through the building and there are on-off switches on the electrical box, there are alligator clips in the electrical box. Obviously, that's a safety issue. Obviously, we need to have a professional certified electrician come and assess that. I'm looking and will, again, get three projections, estimates for a proper repair, and I'll bring that to the board before committing any significant money. The same thing with the roof projection and the foundation, but I make the foundation last because I don't think that's critical at the moment. Because the roof is important, because we have mold, which means we have water leaks. So that's why I'm getting the roof assessment done first. That's essentially the bottom line on the station manager's report. Questions?
Lyndon for the stack.
Richard to the stack.
Bill.
Mary Ann to the stack.
Sandy to the stack.
Bob Gardner.
Sandy.
Ted Weiskull.
And Teresa Allen.
Ted is present.
Adriana?
Adriana, are you muted? I'm sorry. I have in my list Lyndon Follis, Richard Yusel, Ted Weiskull, Mary Ann Martinez and Teresa Allen. Anybody else?
Bob Gardner.
Weinman.
Bill.
Bob Gardner, of course.
Sandy Weinman.
Bill.
Sandy, perfect. And Bill. Okay. We start Lyndon Foley. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to know about the dollars that you've ascribed to the fund drive so far, 50,000 cash and 40,000 pledges. Now, I guess the $50,000 in cash is something that we got with credit card, basic credit or debit card, basically. So that is, you know, quickly goes into our bank account. And the $40,000 in pledges, is that something that's going to be spread out over the next 12 months, like a sustaining member type deal, or it's something where we have to send out a reminder to get somebody to cut us a check? And so with the $50,000 cash that we've raised so far in this fund drive, plus what cash did we begin with, less what have we paid in, or was the August 15th salary paid by the PPP? And so where does that leave us at September 30? I mean, August 30 or 31, you pay payroll then, we have money left over to pay the tower rent for September, and then what do we cut then?
So you're asking a lot of specific questions that really, and somewhat detailed questions that need to be addressed by our financial director, which is Markeisha. I would ask that you put those in writing and email me and Markeisha, or email me and I will forward them to Markeisha so we can address them in writing. Now, generally, we have covered salaries and expenses, essentially. To date, we have enough money for operating costs and expenses, salaries, through the end of March. Generally, I'm being specific because we have a long-standing, significant bill to National for this ongoing. I can't remember the name of the company or organization. We've kind of deferred that. We paid something on it. Haven't paid it all. It's not current. But our general operating expenses, light, gas, water, et cetera, salaries, has been covered. In terms of how much money we've raised, we have about, and again, I'm looking at this in writing. Robin will provide us a written report within another week or so. Essentially, we have no, on hand, we have enough money to cover salaries and operate. This is for money that is being raised now. Of that money that is raised now that has not yet been encumbered or paid out, there's about approximately $50,000 in cash that is in the bank. There's approximately $40,000 in pledge that is spread out over time. These are generally monthly payments and not a lump sum payment. That is the way it has been coming, you know, for generally all the time. There's nothing new or different about that. I think I addressed all of your questions with regard to money. Cash on hand, cash that is placed in the bank, fund drive continuing through the month of August. There's another fund drive scheduled at the end of October, November, which is our major drive, and that's kind of where we are.
Thank you, Mr. Boni. Richard Yusel, you have the floor. I will ask people to really try to limit their questions the most that they can, because we have 15 minutes for this, and the problem is
we have the obligation.
I'm sorry.
I will ask my question then, if you'll be quiet.
No, that's okay. To talk about the to organize the budget, we have a timeline.
You're burning up our time.
Okay.
Okay. My question is about the somebody. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
We can hear you.
My question is about somebody tampering with the electrical box. Can't you put a lock on that?
The question is, as far as I know, no one has tampered with the electrical box. The box has alligator clips. I presume that someone in a, you know, we need the building needs to be somewhat rewired and reconfigured with regard to electricity. Someone, I think I know who, I don't want to project, you know, on this call, but the alligator clips were put in to keep the lights on, as I understand it. And yes, you're right. I think there may be a way to put a lock on the box. I will go to the box. My electrical box has a system where I can put a lock on it, and I will put a lock on the box if I can. If not, I'll talk to our technical people and see how we can get that done.
Thank you.
Ted, you have the floor.
Thank you. Last week during the LSB meeting, Judon, I rattled off a number of suggestions, and apparently I did it too quickly. I did then send you an email, but I'd like to know, do you have pen and paper in hand so that you can write down what I'm about to say?
Why don't you send it
to me? I do have pen and paper, but again, if you're going to go through a laundry list of things that you would like me to address, you've got to put them in writing. I looked at the written, and it's like 2-3 pages long. I'm just saying, it's a lot of things that you're asking for that require work and time, and we've got some pressing issues related to money, raising money, and expenditure money that I'm focused on in terms of prioritizing. Not saying that the other things are not also important. I'm listening.
I mentioned about 10 things. They only took up 10 lines on a piece of paper. It was not 3 or 4 pages. What I have to say right now will take less than 4 lines on a piece of paper, and that is regarding the mold, the roof, the water leak, and the foundation. Has any effort been done to announce over the air that we need volunteers to help us with these problems if we can get them? And my second question is, have there been any live pitches? And I've heard pitches by Nuri Nuri on Sunday about the fact that we're in a fund drive, but he did not provide listeners with the information that we, as things stand right now, may run out of money by August the 31st. Are we telling listeners the dire state that we're in and the information that you're sharing with us, members of this committee and the local station board? Those are my two questions. Number one, have we asked for volunteers? Number two, are we telling listeners what's going on?
Thank you, Ted. We have 5 minutes to finish this part. Thank you.
I'm asking you questions.
One, I am not soliciting volunteers because right now, one, what would they do? Two, we don't know how to manage them because we don't have any way to meet except over the phone with these conference calls and kind of see how that is. Third, in terms of live pitches, we have some people doing live pitches, not nearly as many as we would like. Again, that is mostly a technical problem. Bobby creating and managing the opportunity for people to talk to our donors and listeners live. I've been working with Bobby to try to resolve that. Others have alerted him on that. And the dire straits that we're in, I am more than willing and have told some people a limited amount. I don't think it is strategic or important to go and tell people that we're about to go out of business. And one call that I had, somebody sent out an email, a mass email to not only the board but for donors that basically the station was about to go under, and it went to the largest network of people, some I don't even know, about the situation. I don't think that's helpful, and I'm not doing that. Other questions?
Mayor Martinez.
No.
Okay.
I have Martinez.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, my question is this, Mr. Judon. I wanted to find out about this. I'm concerned about this mold issue here, and because I'm sure that you know that the longer you wait on mold, the more dangerous it becomes, and it starts spreading, and the problem gets bigger. So my question to you is, you said something about the roof leak. Now, I'm assuming that the mold is coming from the roof leak from what you said. The only other place it could come from is from broken pipes. And if it's a roof leak, you're going to need to fix the roof, remediate, and patch up the roof. That's an easy fix. My question is this. How far along, when do you estimate that this can get done?
I don't think it's an easy fix. Two, I don't think volunteers are the way to go. There are three problems with regard to mold remediation. There are leaks in the roof. There are leaks in the water system. So there's a pipe leak somewhere, and we need to have professionals go up and do a professional written assessment as opposed to a patch job that we cannot hold anybody accountable for or cost. It is on the top of my list to get these written professional assessments, and then I'll come back to the board and see if we can minimize those costs with volunteers or discounts that we might be able to get from professional companies.
I thought an assessment was done already.
And can I say something?
I'm sorry, Marianne. We have, I think that we have the answer. We can follow up by email. Teresa Allen, you are next.
Actually, Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Actually, Madam Chair, I am after Sandy, Bob, and Bill. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, you don't want your place. That's fine. That is the list, and I read it. But
that's
okay.
That's not what she said, Adriana.
Everybody, my chin. Bob Garner, you are next.
Adriana, I just have a short question. Do you have any notion of where the water's coming from? Is it appearing near the back door?
I think the water is coming from an air conditioner leak, at least, and it may be some water coming from rain from the leaks in the roof, but I think there's an air conditioning issue, and I think that's part of it. That's why I want professionals to come and not
okay,
have
well,
people.
So
yeah.
Let me say something.
Can
I say something?
Please do not interrupt. Let the people, Bob, have the floor.
Well, why are you interrupting us then? Can I ask that a different way? There was a chronic leak at the back door. Does it still exist? It rains in about a foot in from the back door in the ceiling.
Everybody please mute. Then we can hear the IBM is asking for Bob to repeat the question. Can everybody mute, please? Bob, can you repeat your question?
Adriana, I don't need to. I got the answer I wanted. Thank you very much. And I just learned how to mute this flip phone.
Thank you. Okay. Please, I will ask everybody. We have four more people on the list that I have. Can we finish because we reached the time for this issue? But can we agree and let those four people finish the question before we go to the next point? Is any objection on that? Hearing none, Sandy, you are next.
Thank you. Judon, couple quick questions. I gave you a name, Bruce Smith, a phone number for Mr. Smith. I gave Mr. Smith your number. He claims to be knowledgeable about mold remediation and electrical repairs and has worked on the KPFT building before. Did you get in touch with him?
Not as of yet, I will.
Yeah, I think you should reach out. He's offering possible discounted services. And as I said, he's worked on the building before.
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. The other question I have for you is a little more serious. And that is, if we're this close to running out of operating funds, are you working up a contingency plan so that we can stay on the air, pay our basic bills, and forego distribution of salary? This is our most important thing, to have a radio signal going out. Without that, we will not raise funds or anything else and potentially go off the air and even lose our license in Houston as a result. Thank you.
I'm working on trying to raise money. I think if we don't raise money for operating and for salaries, we will be off the air. We have the smallest staff, essentially five people of any station in the network, trying to run a radio station with an all-volunteer staff, I think is unworkable. I think if we focus on raising money and really put our efforts in that, we can sustain, even if it's limping along from month to month.
Madam Chair, this is Dwayne Lark. I have a point of information, please.
Dwayne. Okay, Dwayne, go ahead with your point of information.
Well, to the member's question, to Mr. Boney, there are labor laws, the National Labor Relations Board as well, that do not permit employees to work without pay. Just want to make the note of that.
That's not a point of information.
Okay. Okay, Bill Crozier, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, and Judon. You indicated you would get these assessments and then come back to the LSB. You don't need to go wait for the LSB. We don't have an approved budget anyway. You need, as soon as you figure out how to get the roof fixed, which seems to be the highest priority because it affects the other things, please go to the IED and the CFO and get the money to get that fixed right away. I mean, really, that's the most critical thing. The LSB is not going to be meeting until the second week in September. We may be totally out of money by then. And same thing for the mold. As Marianne was saying, we shouldn't wait. We should, you know, we had that assessment back in, was it May? And, you know, we should get the water stopped if it's still making things wet and creating the mold problem. First that, then get the mold fixed. So please talk to our IED and CFO and see what you can do to get those going. And it's really critical.
Yeah, it's really critical.
And there's no point in having staff if we're not going to have a building that's habitable.
Teresa Allen, you have the floor.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, but I'm muting, and so you have to tell me if you can't hear me. Judon, you said, I guess over the last 6 months, that you would be happy to send out a letter to big donors and follow it up with phone calls. Robin, I believe, has produced that list of people that we could reach out to. If you don't want to do that, there are people on this board who would be willing to do that. Are you willing to do that and get it done? Because I've been asking about this since May. I'm not asking for your personal list of friends that have money. I'm asking for the list of people who have given to KPFT in the past, and Robin has that list available.
It is station policy, before I came to the station, not to give anyone, including me, access to our donor list.
Fine, but then can you do that, or can somebody please call these people?
Can I
please?
Okay. I have two solicitation letters drafted by staff. Both of them are good letters. I have them reviewed. I will sign them and have staff to send those solicitation letters out to our entire donor list. And I've already discussed this with staff. So
when
that
will
be
done.
As soon as the staff can get it done, I would presume this week.
Okay, thank you. The second question I have is, are we paying? When you said
I'm sorry.
We had enough money. Oh, my God.
Teresa, please. We went already 15 minutes over our time.
Can I move that we extend this 15 minutes?
Teresa, can you listen for a second, please? What I heard, and I understand that you want, all of you have really concerns, but I'm hearing the same question that we did last time in the LSB. And this committee is supposed, we have the obligation to have the budget.
Going home.
Yeah. Make your last question, please.
To go home.
How are you doing?
Getting fat.
Richard Uzzell needs to mute his phone.
Mute yourself, Richard.
Richard Uzzell, mute your phone.
I'm trying.
Madam Chair, may I move that we extend the Q&A? May I move that we extend the Q&A 15 minutes so we can ask a few more questions? Oh, my God. Yes or no, Madam Chair?
We agree that the list will be closed after all the callers. It's you and somebody else, and we can go. We already passed 10 minutes the time for this segment. And you know,
well,
because you
finished.
Are the president.
If you quit interrupting, we might get there.
Committee in the finance, again, they are at the voice. Oh, yeah. Disrespect. Yeah, that's fine. What I'm asking, Teresa, ask your question, and we have one more person to ask a question, and then we can go to what you said that the National Finance Committee asked KPFT to do, our budget. We have a deadline. Please, Teresa, ask your last question.
In June, the National Finance Committee passed a motion which went to the National Board, and it asked that any station whose revenues were exceeding more than 10%, expenses were exceeding more than 10% of revenues, that they come up with a plan. I was maybe under the misconception that you were working on that when you missed one of the finance meetings. I'm wondering, and this was supposed to be a plan for how we deal with the issue immediately, like right now, before the end of our fiscal year. I'm not talking about the 2021 budget, because I'm not sure we're going to make it out of 2020 without having to go on a furlough of all the employees. So my question is, do you have this plan that the National Board, I believe, asked the PNB, asked the executive director to ask of you? Have you done the plan for how we're going to deal with our dire situation before the end of this fiscal year? Either you or Markeisha, you should have received this request, and I have not seen this plan. Thank you.
I am working on raising some money in the current fund drive that will allow us to operate with the current expenses and staff salaries through the end of the fiscal year. If we don't raise the money, which I anticipate that we will raise the money to carry out our current expenses and salaries through the end of this fiscal year. If we don't, no, I don't have a plan on what to do, and I do not agree, will not support not paying salaries. I won't support it. And I don't think KPFT can operate effectively with volunteers. All volunteers. Next person.
Okay.